in the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. I say it every week, but I am so glad you are here with us, taking time out of your busy world, not just your homeschooling world, but your mom role, your dad role, and everything else you have going on in your life, to come and sit with us for 30 minutes as we talk about all things homeschooling and the companies and people who are helping change your world and our world and everything in between. I don't know about you, but you know what I'm going to say. We are 13 days away from the Fort Worth Convention. If this is your first time hearing this, we are not just a podcast. We are not just a weekly show. In fact, we're trying to build a community of homeschool families across, yes, the state of Texas, but really we have people watching from all over the United States who come every week. And we have two gatherings where we meet together. And one is happening in Fort Worth, Texas, April 18th through the 20th. And if you did not know this, I'm going to let you in a little secret. Right now, we extended our 50% off all tickets for a flash sale. And I'm sure you're wondering, why in the world would you give tickets away so cheap? I love hitting my goals, and I am literally this close to hitting the ticket goals that we said. And guys, we're going to sell out. So make sure you get your tickets. We're going to have a blast in Fort Worth. I'm going to tease a few things. Heidi St. John is kicking us off. We've got Tim Tebow speaking, the Screen Strong team talking about how you can navigate tech and screen addiction in your home. And then if you watched the show a few weeks ago, we had the Christina Ellis, who is coming to talk to us about college and how you can go without going hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And more than anything, she's coming to just encourage parents and kids that there is a way to be successful. If college is your path, great. If not, there are other opportunities for you. So we have a dynamic keynote lineup. But if you think that's the excitement, then it only just begins. I finished this week, praise the Lord, somebody give me an amen. 115 workshops are happening between Thursday morning at 10:15 to Saturday afternoon at 2:30. And guys, they are really good. I'm not leading any of them, but the people who are coming, who we have speaking, are just going to be so practical and so equipping. And then on top of all that, they're going to be encouraging, which I think is a huge win for mom and dad. I think we can all use a little bit of encouragement in this homeschooling journey that we are in. And so make plans to join us all 3 days. Every day is unique. Every day is different. There is something for everyone. And I have a big surprise, but I don't think I can tell you just yet. You know what? I'll maybe spill a little bit at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned with that. But today, I want to talk about our guest that we have coming on. So Patriot Mobile is blowing up in the conservative world. They are at the surface, a company who is a mobile phone provider who actually puts conservative values at the top. They're not a company who is doing sneaky things behind. They're people who we can give our money to, who we trust are in line with who we are as people. They're pro-life. They support homeschool families like yourself, which is awesome. And they are going to be at the Texas Homeschool Conventions this year. And so I get the honor of talking with Lee, who is their chief communications officer. So before we bring her in, tag a friend, subscribe, share, do all the things. We're about to have a great conversation about how homeschool families can not only get involved with Patriot Mobile, but everything they're doing in the public school arena and how homeschool families can actually start to support public school legislation. I think it's going to be really exciting to hear every way we can get involved. So tag a friend. And hey, last week we had over 1,000 people watching. I would love to know where you're watching from. So drop that in the comments. We are live, so everything you're seeing here is actually happening. We'd love to chat with you. We'd love to say hello. And with all of that being said, let's bring out my friend Lee.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
I am so good, Lee. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's just jump right in. I would love to hear about you. Our audience loves to meet our guests. So could you just tell us a little bit about who you are, your family, and how your world is interacting and interceding with the homeschool world?
Absolutely. So I have been a public school mom, a homeschool mom, and a private Christian school mom. I've been in politics for over 30 years and in PR and communications, background of television news producer, anchor, reporter, and now I run PR. My paid job is chief communications officer of Patriot Mobile.
That's so exciting. Right before this, we were talking about it. You said you homeschooled your kids while you were working full time. What was the sentiment you have? Is the hardest job you've ever done?
It was the hardest job I've ever done. It was. It was also one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever done. You know, both of my kids are on academic scholarships at university, so I think we did okay. And they love the Lord and they love this country and they understand the true founding of the country. The indoctrination was with God, family, and country, not liberal indoctrination, gender confusion, or the misinformation that's being spread about our founding and all of those things in some of these liberal public schools.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And our moms always love to hear that encouragement. Moms who are listening, you are doing all of the things, and we see you, we love you, and we so appreciate the work you're doing with your families, because it does matter. Because Lee, I mean, I love when we have people who, I'm on the starting, we have a toddler at home, so we are just yet to start our journey, but I love hearing the successes of our friends who come on the show who have kids in college, and one, you always say, we survived, we made it, which is
right, right.
But two, that there's a way to do it that your kids grow up to be good humans, right? They love the Lord first and foremost. They love this country. They love the things that God loves. And that started in the home. Is that the same story for you guys?
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to encourage the moms listening. And I was told this, but I think you appreciate it more in hindsight, that the days are long, but the years are short. And, you know, it feels like yesterday I was throwing the football doing math facts with my second grader. And I will tell you, there is no greater joy and no more worthwhile work than raising your family and raising your kids, because that's the future of this country. And that's why God gives us these kids.
I love that. That's so encouraging to hear. So let's talk about Patriot Mobile. So you've been involved with that company for how long now?
So I'm going on 3 years with Patriot Mobile, and I'll tell you what we are because we get that question the most. We are a cellular service provider. We're on all the same towers nationwide, 4G, 5G. You can bring your phone. You can port your phone number over. You can buy a new phone from us. A lot of people are confused about what we are. We provide nationwide coverage on all the same towers. The difference is we take a portion of our profits and we contribute to our four focused pillars. And those are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the right to life, and we support our military and our first responders. And we do other mission critical things. We believe the future of America is important, and we believe the children of America is important, which is why we're one of your sponsors for your Texas Homeschool Convention.
I love that. So what gap were you filling? Because I know that, I mean, there's other mobile companies, right. And I'm assuming I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most of them do not support the same four pillars that you guys do based on what we see in the news every day. But where did that conviction or that need for this come from? Can you talk about who founded it and where it
came from? Sure. Glenn and Jenny Story are our founders, and they saw a need in the marketplace. And they were actually sort of baptism by fire on this, because this came to them because there is a very liberal mobile service provider that was 10 years ago feeding millions of dollars into leftist organizations, leftist agendas, and getting very involved in actual leftist and very, very liberal candidates and elections. And so they said, hey, there's not an organization on the right doing that, and we can fill that gap. We stand out in the marketplace because we are the only Christian conservative provider. And we're very open and honest. You can go to patriotmobile.com and click on causes and see some of the causes that we support right there on our page. And it's just a real niche. You know, as active as I've been for over 30 years in politics, it's beyond me why, when you have a choice, you don't choose the organizations that support you, because when you don't do that, you're literally, you know, I have moms and dads out there walking thousands of houses for campaigns and elections and fighting for the truth and freedom of America, but then giving money to organizations that are literally funding the enemies. And so what we want to do is come together as a like-minded community. We want to support and grow this red economy. We're hoping to be a beacon to other companies that want to give back to the conservative landscape. And we actually help people call us and they say, hey, how did you do this? When the media attacked you, how did you not just, you know, recoil in fear? And we show them, you know, what the devil meant for evil, we turn to good. Every time we're attacked by the leftist media and the fake news, our sales go through the roof. So we kind of feel like we should send them a thank you card.
They're your biggest supporters, which is hilarious. You know, what I love about companies like this is most of us get into homeschooling for some sense of conviction. And we're seeing that more and more now with public schools kind of wilding out and doing what they're doing. But I think it's important, and as a newer mom to a toddler, realizing like our dollars are kind of funding the economy and really starting to fund politics, probably more now than ever, or maybe we're just becoming more aware of it because of the internet and things like that. And so what I love about, and I want our homeschool families to hear, is, you know, the Texas Homeschool Conventions, we're not conservative by name or anything like that, but we really stand morally in a certain spot. And I love that Patriot Mobile really leans into, they support pro-life movements, because I know that's something we can all get behind. And every day you're hearing companies like Amazon or all these big guys saying, you know, they're supporting Roe v. Wade and all of that. And so I just love to hear that. And it's convicting to me as someone who needs to start putting more money to causes who are supporting things that we believe in as a family. And so I think that's amazing. So I know you guys go so much bigger than a phone company, right? Because you started a kind of a political wing to help bring more awareness in public school arenas specifically. Could you talk to us about that?
Sure. And to be clear, to make my lawyers happy, Patriot Mobile Action is a separate legal entity. It was formed by four friends, and those four friends happened to be the executive officers at Patriot Mobile. So it is an organization that Patriot Mobile, the company, does contribute to, but we have a lot of other contributors to the Patriot Mobile Action. And Patriot Mobile Action launched in 2022. And in our launch year, we took on 11 school board races, won all 11 of those. And that meant that over 100,000 North Texas students had conservative majority school boards. We didn't rest. You know, in Texas, our municipal elections, most municipal elections, not all, but most are in May. We then took maybe a day off to breathe and then went to work on the general election in 2022. And in 2022, using that data and using all of the motivated parents, and I'll tell you, that's a big part of our movement in Texas. We took Tarrant County from a solid purple to a solid red. And I give the credit to the grassroots in our county. You know, Tarrant County is the largest red county left in the nation. And it's larger than 15 states. It has over 2.4 million people and growing every day. So it's a really important county to Texas. In 2023, Patriot Mobile Action won more school board races, but also launched a campaign in our Texas state legislature. And it was more of an education campaign. People across the nation and Texans specifically had no idea that they had worked so hard to get a Republican majority, and yet our Republican leaders down in Austin, specifically our Republican speaker, was handing these powerful committee chairmanships over to Democrats. We launched a campaign and several different organizations got involved in that. We had a tremendous success in that we got the percentage of Democrats chairing committees down, but we did not win in that we did not, you know, do away with Democrat chairs. People across the country are just shocked that the majority party in Texas is not given all of the power positions, the chairman positions in our committees. So that was something in 2023. We won some more school board elections. And in 2024, we did get involved in the primary. We are involved in the primary runoff. We're very involved in HD 21, which is the Dade Phelan, David Covey race. And we are trying to get new leadership in Austin, and we're very much supporting David Covey in that race. We're also very involved in four school board candidates. And as soon as that's over, we will take a day to rest and then dive into the 2024 general election, which is so critical to our state and our nation.
Absolutely. And I know for a lot of homeschool moms and dads listening, because we have a lot of dads too, the importance of politics cannot be underestimated, even in the homeschooling world. We're always one election away from freedoms being taken away. And I think that's so important to realize. This year, we are celebrating 30 years of homeschooling being free and legal in Texas by the Supreme Court. Guys, it was only 30 years ago for those who are listening. And I know we have some homeschool families out there who have been doing it way before, where you had to hide your kids in the closet. Nobody could go to the zoo. No one could go outside. And so I love that, there's people like our organization, Texas Homeschool Coalition, who are focused on homeschooling families and parental rights. But then I love that there are other people with the conviction for the public school systems, because I believe you told me the statistic was like 85% of the kids or of the next generation will be public school taught, led, and raised. And for homeschool parents, your kids are not always going to be with you forever. Shocker. but they will go out into the world. And so you guys are coming and getting involved with the homeschool world because you want us to start being more involved in the public school system. Could you talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing there and maybe some practical ways that our homeschool families could get involved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is in my presentation. Forgive me, my IFB keeps falling out and I need to be able to hear you. So the importance is a lot of grandparents, empty nesters, private school parents, and homeschoolers feel like they don't have a voice in the political arena, or they may feel like they don't need to have a voice because, let's face it, homeschooling is a lot of work, private school is a lot of money, and people are just very busy and work very hard. But here is something that really hit me, and it's something I share in my presentations. At any given year in the United States of America, 85% of all of the school-aged children are attending public schools. And that is why all of these communities, homeschoolers, private schoolers, all of the above, need to care about our public schools and need to engage in our public schools. You are paying taxes to public schools. When our kids grow up, and let's face it, we are parents, our purpose is to raise independent young, kids that are going to grow up and leave the house and be successful and productive adults. We don't want our private school and homeschool population to be the 15% voter bloc or the 15% of influencers on the culture, right? Mm-hmm. So it is imperative that homeschool parents and private school parents and empty nesters and those who don't have kids in school yet get involved in the public square. And what I emphasize to people that don't want to run for office or don't feel that God has led them to run for office. They feel like they want to do something, but they sort of feel paralyzed because they don't know what that thing is. There are so many opportunities, and the left knows this. There are committees that you can serve on. You can, again, go to the public comment. You can research the issues and go speak truth to power. You can have coffee with your school board members and your city council members. These local offices, they really are the farm team. I mean, my current congresswoman started in city council. My congressman before her started in city council. My current state senator started on the school board. So these are critical races, not only to your local, in Texas, you're usually, because we don't have state income tax, your largest tax burden is what your local entity, you have a separate municipal or city, and your ISD, your school property tax. Those are some of the highest taxes you will pay in the state of Texas. And you have a voice and you have a right, whether you have kids in public school or not. The other thing is, and I know you're not a religious organization, but it is our Christian responsibility. We're a Christian company. We're open about that. It is our Christian responsibility to care about all kids, to make sure they're getting the reading, the writing, the arithmetic. You know, I just saw some statistics in a couple of these school boards that we flipped in 2022, and their academic scores are improving. They flipped the curriculum from this woke, useless agenda to getting back to the basics, age-appropriate, reading, writing, arithmetic, true history, social studies, real science. And that's what's critical for these kids. I think the culture tries to put all of these gender ideologies and the sexual immorality down on these kids and force it to them. We have some proof that Planned Parenthood has been indoctrinating kids to try to start to be sexually active earlier and earlier, because let's face it, it helps their business. And it is, life is a business to them. It is not a precious God-ordained given thing. So we need to be involved in all aspects of government. In our constitutional republic, we have a responsibility and a God-ordained commandment to make sure that he is honored in the public square, to make sure our most valuable resources, which are our kids, are taken care of, raised appropriately, getting quality educations so that we can compete in the global economy.
Right. And because we haven't even begun to see the long-term ramifications of, you know, even COVID. I know it's so talked about of kids taking a, basically a gap year in their education and
right.
and everything. And what's so interesting in politics right now, and I think this is why it's encouraging my generation, that millennial generation, to kind of wake up is, you know, we're not just talking on local elections of like, you know, what color we're painting the street. Like, these are becoming moral and ethical issues that we have to get involved in. You know, as a believer myself, it's like, you know, Jesus never Republican, Democrat, but he did call us to have conviction about the things that are important to us. And, you know, teaching gender ideologies and things to kids, like, you know, it's better to tie a rock around their neck and throat, like, than to lead a child astray. And that's what we're really facing. And so I know that on social media, we tend to see like the big school board meetings where there's hundreds of people erupting over an issue. But most school board meetings need the support of the local community. They're not packed out to the brim with people voicing their opinions. So how do people go about finding like these meetings? Is it on local school board websites? Like, give us some direction on that. We'd love to do a call to action.
Yes. So in Texas, it's required to publicize your agenda. I believe it's still 3 days prior to any meeting. And so you should be able to go onto your local ISD website to find where that is, what time it is. The activism, I want to stress this too. I think it's human nature that when our elected officials do something wrong, we can rah, rah, rah and get mad and go speak truth to power. And that's good. That's a good thing. But I want to encourage everyone also, when our elected officials in the school boards do something right, in all, not just school boards, state legislatures, we also need to rah, rah, rah and encourage them and tell them we're watching and we appreciate you and we're praying for you. We need to tell the people we disagree with, we're praying for you. Here's what we'd like you to do. But we love you. We disagree with you. But we want you to be successful and to see our side and to keep that communication open. I think that I probably, you know, 30 years ago before kids wouldn't have got this as much. But I so see, and I see this with one of the organizations we support, Turning Point USA, I'm seeing this revolution of young kids who are bucking the system and saying no to the indoctrination and saying, you know what, I am a loved child of God and I will speak truth and I will be brave and do that because it doesn't matter what the world thinks of me. It matters what God thinks of me. We're seeing this across the country, whether it be revivals in churches across the country, whether it be revivals on the football stadiums of non-Christian public universities. We are seeing God move through the country. And what we're seeing, just the personnel at Patriot Mobile, we're seeing organizations come together like never before. We feel like God is weaving us together. And yes, the red economy is definitely a big part of that. But more importantly than any election, more importantly than any country, it's to honor God and to come back to the foundations of this country that we were founded on and to protect the innocence of our children. Republicans and Democrats alike across the country have been speaking out about this gender indoctrination in elementary schools across the country. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
I think that's a beautiful reminder because I think most of us have a taste of politics that comes from, you know, social media or one of the big companies because it seems so divisive. But, you know, we have to know that the sovereignty of God is above it all. And I think as believers, that's where our hope rests, not in an election, not in any efforts we're doing, but that the sovereignty of God knew this was coming and is giving us a generation. We say at the beginning of this show, like, we are raising the next generation of world changers. And so for us to lead with that conviction, but to also lead with the compassion and empathy for our elected officials, that they're sitting in some hot seats with so many opinions. And it's probably the least fun job in the world right now is to be in politics. But bravo to everybody who felt that call and took a stand for it. And I think that's amazing. And I love that there's companies like Patriot Mobile and your political side who are helping that cause, and to, like you said, to just bring a word of encouragement and a thank you to them for standing firm when it is the unpopular opinion most of the time. So we only have a few minutes left. It goes quick, which is always awesome. But this is your guys' first year at our homeschool convention. Do you have anything that you are like most excited for or looking forward to for the weekend?
Well, I think the correct, politically correct answer is I'm really excited for my presentation. I have a breakout session I'm leading that gives some parents some real tangible tools to get involved. But I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm really excited to meet Tim Tebow. Let's just be real. Yeah. Let's just be real. He is such a champion and he is such a God-honoring man. He's been a role model for my boys. And it's really exciting that he's going to be there with you guys.
Yeah, it's funny because most people have emailed in and they're like, why is a football guy coming to a homeschool convention? He was homeschooled. And he talks homeschooled. About this so much of how it helped build his discipline and his work ethic. And that's actually what he's coming to talk about. And so if you're listening to this is my plug for Tim Tebow. Be there with us Thursday night, April 18th. I'm so excited you get to meet him. I've had my football for months. I'm a diehard Florida Gators fan. So 13-year-old Chelsea is pumped to meet him, which is exciting. But Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Guys, Patriot Mobile is going to be in our exhibit hall all 3 days. Make sure to check them out. Lee is doing her workshop on Friday at 1:30. And the title is How Public School Politics Affect Homeschooling Families. And so it's going to be an amazing talk. Make sure to bookmark that one and make sure you get a good seat because, Lee, you're amazing. Thank you for being on the show with us today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Fort Worth.
Thanks so much, Chelsea. And if anyone wants to know more about Patriot Mobile, go to Patriot Mobile.
All right, guys, Patriot Mobile, a big sponsor of the Texas Homeschool Conventions. It is going to be an amazing time. Just like she said, we've got Tim Tebow on Thursday. And if you're watching this and you say, Chelsea, I'm not able to make it Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Hey, did you know we have a free shopping ticket happening Thursday night? Go to convention.thsc.org. Get your free ticket to come and shop over 160 vendors. It's going to be nuts. This is the biggest homeschooling expo exhibit hall for all things curriculum, all things for your family in the state of Texas. And it's free to you on Thursday from 4 to 7. Make sure to come and hang out with us. We would love to see you there. As always, I want to thank my Spirit Media team for putting this podcast together. The reason I'm in front of you right now is because there's two people behind the stage making it happen. So we appreciate those guys. And guys, next week we have generous families joining us on the show. I think they have a special message from Candace Cameron Bure. If you didn't get that, she's giving you a free book at convention just as a gift for you for all that you're doing for your family. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be in your reg bag. We can't wait to see you there. Yes. And this is the exciting part. I did tell you if you stayed till the end of the show, I'd give you a little sneak peek into something. I just got word. And don't tell anybody else. I know it's on the internet. But I just got word that Kirk Cameron is going to be making a special appearance on Saturday at our convention doing a book reading. So for all of you Growing Pains fans, make sure you're there. But even more exciting, his sister Bridget Cameron is going to be with us. And if you have not heard her story, it is powerful. She just released a new book called Overlooked, and she's going to be previewing that for us. So if you have not made plans yet or you weren't planning on being there Saturday, drop everything. Kids can go to T-ball next week. Make plans to be there because Kirk will be with us and his sister Bridget will be with us as well. Guys, we've got 13 days. I'm excited to see you in person. Make sure to come and say hi. We will see you next week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks, guys.
Live from the great state of Texas. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.